Listen, you know what, sir? For the last time, I don't care what the computer says. We did not take a bag of Meshuggah Nuts from the minibar, and we did not watch Dr. Doomy a little.
Hey.
Oh, Joey, were you in our room last night?
No.
I was told the name of the movie would not appear on the bill.
Hi, we're checking out of the bridal suite.
That's right. I'm no longer a bride. I'll never be a bride again. Now I'm just someone's wife.
And I'm the happiest guy in the world. Oh, come on, honey. Don't be upset. We still have so much to look forward to.
Oh, yeah, right.
You got the honeymoon?
That's not till Thursday.
The wedding pictures?
This will be ready for weeks.
Not the disposable cameras from the tables.
That's true. I knew I married you for a reason.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I will go get them developed, and you can go home.
Okay.
What? What did you take a picture of?
Nothing.
Something.
Okay, Ross has the cameras. Is he checked out yet?
Are you joking?
Huh?
Checkout is not till noon, and he has a good 11 minutes left.
So?
So Ross has never checked out of a room a minute before he had to. Yeah, one time when we were dating, we got a late checkout. He got so excited. It was the best sex we ever had. Until, you know, he screamed out Radisson at the end.
Okay, well, I'm going to get Ross, get the cameras, and get them developed. 32, Joe. You're 32. Here's a copy of your bill.
Oh, thanks. Champagne, strawberries. Oh, my God. I can't believe Chandler ordered porn on our wedding night.
Yeah, that's sad.
Meshuggah Nut?
No one told you that was gonna be this way. The job's a joke, you broke.
Soaps, shampoos, are you really taking all this stuff?
Why not? It's built into the price of the room.
Yeah, but you don't need... What is this?
Thread.
Score. Where are the disposable cameras?
What disposable cameras?
The cameras. Remember last night I asked you to take them?
No, you didn't.
Yes, remember? Right before we cut the cake, I went up to you and I said...
Oh, yeah, you came up to me and asked me if I could do you a favor, and then my Uncle Murray came up to you and handed you a check. And then you said, why do they call it a check? Why not a Yugoslavian? Yeah, then you did that.
So you don't have the cameras?
No, sorry, man.
So what? What? They're gone? Monica's gonna freak.
Well, I'm sure they're still somewhere here in the hotel. I'll help you look for them.
Great.
Yeah, in 3 minutes.
Hey.
Hey.
Are you going to open the presents without Chandler?
No. They're calling out to me. I mean, this little guy even crawled up in my lap. Oh, come on, Chandler, wouldn't mind if I opened just one present? What do you think it is?
A little mirror that when you look into it, you see yourself as an old woman.
A tiny salt shaker!
Oh, my God, for tiny salt!
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, that was fun.
Oh, yeah.
That was fun. Okay, I'm just going to wait for Chandler to open up the rest of them.
Okay.
Whew. Although, you know, this is part of a salt and pepper set. I guess, you know, it may just count as half a present. What do you think?
Well, I guess it's okay to open one more if it's part of a set. You know, it's probably this one.
Or this one. Hi. Hey, how you feeling? Any morning sickness?
Shh.
The guys don't know yet, do they?
No, Joey and Ross don't know anything, and Chandler still thinks that Phoebe's pregnant.
Yeah, that's right. Chandler does still think I'm pregnant. He hasn't asked me how I'm feeling or offered to carry my bags. Well, I feel bad for the woman who ends up with him. After you, of course.
Well, don't worry. I promise that you only have to be pregnant for a few more hours, because I'm going to tell the father today.
Ooh, is it someone in this building?
Is it that tall guy from the first floor?
Ew, no.
What? I think he's cute.
Well, then you have his baby.
Believe me, I'm trying.
Well, you know, it is so weird. I mean, you're going to tell this guy today, and he has no idea what's going to happen.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, you're just going to knock on his door and change his life forever. You're like Ed McMahon, except without the big check. Or the raw sexual magnetism.
Yeah, well, I guess it is pretty big news.
Pretty big? It's huge. God, this guy doesn't have a clue. He's just walking down the street thinking, I had sex with Rachel Green. I rock. Then, bam, he's a father. Everything's different.
Well, it's only different if he wants it to be. I mean, I'm not going to ask him for anything.
Okay, then he still has this huge decision to make. Now he's walking around thinking, do I want to be a dad? And bam!
What was that bam?
I don't know. He's hit by a bus.
Hey. Hey, Joey, what would you do if someone that you slept with told you that she was pregnant?
Who called here? She sound blonde? Oh. Huh? Did she have an accent? I gotta make a call. She'd have never walked into that sunglass hut.
Oh, Joey! Joey, nothing. It's not you. You didn't get anybody pregnant.
Oh, why would you scare me like that? What the hell's going on? Is somebody pregnant?
Oh, yeah, that's me.
Oh, my God, Phoebe. You're going to have a baby?
Yes, yes, I am. Oh, my God, I'm going to have a baby.
Oh. Oh. Wait a minute. Who's the father?
You don't know him. It's not important. He wants nothing to do with me or the baby.
Well, who is this guy, huh? Who is he? Because I will track him down and kick his ass.
David Lynn.
David Lynn! David Lynn! David Lynn!
Who's David Lynn?
Oh, some guy from my gym. Little annoying.
Chandler?
Hey, did you find the cameras?
No. Did you?
Yes. That's why I'm under the table. Celebrating.
Well, I checked in the lost and found. I talked to the manager. No one's turned them in.
Well, this is great. You know, those cameras were the only thing that was going to cheer Monica up today. She's really depressed.
Now, you guys just got married. Why is she so depressed?
All my energy is going into not asking that question. Eve, I screwed this up.
Sorry, man. Here's a thought. This is the same ballroom. There's a band. There's going to be plenty of dressed-up people.
Are you suggesting we dance our troubles away?
No. I'm saying we buy more of these at the gift shop, throw our tuxes back on, and take a few pictures. All we have to do is make sure not to get anybody else's faces.
Are you serious?
I'm just thinking about your new bride at home, okay? Do you really want to start your life together by letting her down?
Marriage advice? Really?
I'm telling you, this looks exactly like your wedding. Aren't these the same flowers?
I don't know. Monica picked out the flowers.
Well, what about the chairs?
She picked those out, too.
How about the place settings?
That was her.
What did you do?
I was in charge of the cameras. Give shot.
Mm.
Hey. Oh, did you do it yet?
Not yet.
Oh. Well, then what are you doing here? Are you about to do it? Is it Gunther?
No. Phoebe, it's not Gunther.
Thank God, because that hair on a baby?
Phoebe, the father is not here, okay? I haven't told him yet, and I don't think I can tell him at all now.
Why not?
Well, I don't know. Let me think. I was walking down the street thinking, I'm going to tell the father today, and then bam! Bus? No, you! Phoebe, you freaked me out. You kept saying how huge this all is.
But it is huge.
I know, but I was just thinking about how huge it was for me.
I didn't even go to how huge this is going to be for the father.
You're thinking about this way too much. Just tell him and get it over with. It's like ripping off this Band-Aid. Quick and painless. Watch. Oh, mother of... See?
Ooh. We opening presents?
No. I shouldn't even open these. I mean... Joey, I am out of control! Joey, you have to do me a favor. No matter what I say, no matter what I do, please do not let me open another present. Okay?
Okay.
Give me one more.
Okay.
Hey.
Oh, good. You're here. Thieves? Listen, sit down. I got something I want to say.
All right.
No. It's a scary world out there. Especially for a single mom. You know, now, I always felt that you and I have a special bond. So, Phoebe Buffay, will you marry me?
Oh, my God. Joey!
Oh, yeah, I'll marry you.
You can't marry him?
Hey, lady, your day's over. It's my turn.
Phoebe!
Why can't you marry me?
I can and I will.
She's not pregnant. It's Rachel. Rachel's the one who's pregnant, okay?
Oh, my God.
Hey! Phoebe, I think he would notice when you didn't have a baby in 9 months.
It's Joey!
Now, I can't believe it. Rachel's pregnant?
Yeah.
Well, who's the father?
We don't know.
Oh. I wonder if it's that dude.
There's a dude?
Yeah.
Who is it?
Well, about a month ago, this guy spent the night with Rachel. Now, I didn't see who it was, but...
Was that story over?
The guy left this.
Oh, my God. I know who the father is.
People have got to finish their stories.
Excuse me. Could you take a picture of us?
Oh, of course.
Would you take one of us?
Yeah.
Sure.
Click.
It didn't click.
I heard it. See, I heard it. But there was no flash.
Why won't you take our picture?
Oh, yeah, I'll take a picture. Your finger was covering the lens.
Who are you, Ansel Adams? Get out of here!
Look, I feel really bad about how I freaked you out before, so I called the father and asked him to meet you here so you could tell him. Go! What? Hey, wait a minute! Phoebe, how do you even know who the father is?
I may play the fool at times, but I'm a little more than just a pretty blonde girl with an ass that won't quit. I believe this belongs to the father of your baby.
Oh, God. Oh, he's in there right now?
Uh-huh.
Now you can turn around or you can go in there and rip the Band-Aid off. What do you want to do?
Let's rip.
Really? Are you sure?
Oh, Phoebe.
Okay, sorry, yeah.
Hey, Rach. All right, why don't you go up on stage? I've got a picture of you doing the speech.
Okay.
Will the owner of a 1995 Buick LeSabre please see the front desk? Your car is about to be towed.
That's my car.
A 95 LeSabre?
Yes.
A green LeSabre?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I meant a blue LeSabre.
Yes, green blue.
Well, God.
Go move it.
Okay. Ready for the last picture?
Yeah.
Get ready to run. Congratulations on your wedding.
So what's this about?
Rachel has something that she wants to tell you, and I believe that this is your red sweater.
No. This is my red sweater.
Oh, no. Could I get anyone a coffee? Or poison? No, just for me? Okay.
What's going on, Rach?
Nothing. Phoebe kind of made a mistake. But you know, you do wear that sweater a lot. Are you involved in some kind of dare?
You know, I'm actually glad Phoebe called. I know we broke up because you thought I wasn't mature enough, but I've really grown up, and I think we should get back together.
Oh, it's just not the right time.
It is the right time.
Okay.
I'm ready for more.
Tag.
Come on, Rach, let's give it another try.
I'm having a baby.
Oh.
You can go.
Thank you.
I don't know how any of these got opened.
You opened them all?
I know. I am a terrible person. I mean, Chandler's never going to trust me with anything ever again.
Oh, hey. You got my parents' gift.
Yeah, what is that?
Well, I don't know. I think it does something to salami.
Hey, how'd it go?
Yeah, what did Tag say?
Tag is not the father, and Joey knows now?
I do, Rach, I do, and I am so happy for you.
Oh. Oh, wow, you didn't even try to unhook my bra. So are you ever going to tell whoever it is?
No, I will. I'm just not up for it tonight.
Hey, Rach, listen, no matter what this guy says, I want you to know you're not going to be alone in this.
I'm not?
No. Listen, it's a scary world out there, especially for a single mom. I've always felt like you and I have this special bond. You know? So, Rachel Green, will you marry me?
What? What?
What?
Please, give me the ring back.
No! Joey, you're so sweet. You are so, so sweet, honey. But I'm not looking for a husband.
I understand.
Now, if you will excuse me, I'm going to go and lie down. I can't say that didn't hurt. But I'll take you back, Joey Tribbiani.
Yeah, Phoebe, listen, about that, I only...
Ooh, a salami buddy!
There you go!
We're back!
Great! We're hanging in the kitchen. Let's stay in the kitchen.
It's picture time.
Now, you are going to love these.
Here's a picture of Ross. And that's me. And that's me and Ross. Oh, and here's a picture of our first kiss as a married couple.
Wow, that is a great picture.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, and interesting because I found the cameras in one of our bags.
Huh, didn't see that coming.
Okay, so this isn't a picture of our first kiss, but it is a picture of my first kiss with this lady. Which, by look on your face, I'm sure you'll remember, so there's no need. How about I take the real pictures to get developed right now?
That'd be a good idea.
Okay. You opened all the presents without me? I thought we were supposed to do that together.
You kissed another woman?
Call it even.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to go get these in some water.
Wait, you stole those from these people's wedding?
No, I took them from the hotel lobby. Yeah, they think they can charge me for some dirty movie and a bag of my sugar nuts. They got another thing coming. Hey, my sweater. I've been looking for this for like a month.
Oh, my God!
Oh, my God! Hey, how you doing?
Good, long time no see.
Yeah.
Like sweater.
Oh, hey, right back at you.
Oh, that's crazy about Rachel, huh?
Yeah, she's one crazy lady.
So whose is it?
I don't know, some Italian guy. Come on, read your own label. See you later.
Yeah.
He is so weird.